once we're gone, insects will grow to enormous size. And that, but what did I tell them? I said, don't get rid of the treehouse like that, but by not ringing me and all of that, and then turn around and say, that's how it's done. Because insects will grow to enormous size, and they will grab passers-by, actual Londoners, in their giant mandibles.
You know, this does confirm our theory that we've had for a while now, that it's the end of days. End of days.
End of days.
It's the end of days.
It's the end of days. And don't worry, BBC London will bring you every bit of end of days, but if it's a local story, we will anyway, until they get print. You know what's going to happen? Five Lives are going to take over this whole network soon. And that's, well, you see, that there may be method in my madness. I wasn't going to come out the bag and tell people this on the air. But, you know, my first loyalty always is to the network. And Five Live, where I, you know, as far as I know, I'm continuing on Saturday mornings with the sausage sandwich game and the crazy team over there. The first thing we needed to do was weaken this station. We needed to get in and snip away at its heels and cut the tissues and sinews so it was crippled. How can I do that? By getting them to let me go. Then the station implodes. Then there's this big stereo kind of a 94.9. You know, and how many times have we put our elbow in the bathwater of London and found it to be
94.9?
Well, I said that little network, that little frequency, it's going nowhere. You know, let's face it, the war's over LBC1. So the BBC are going to free that up. Who are they going to free it up to? Oh, one of their stations that's only on AM, Five Live. Who's the star of Five Live? Ladies and gentlemen, weep not, for tomorrow we return. Convince myself of that.
Yeah, I felt that.
Do you know what?
I totally
would be. I should turn up at more meetings. I'm a good leader. Had a good meeting before the show, by the way. But continue, yeah.
Dan, I just wanted to let you know that you're trending on Twitter, but you're actually bigger than Christmas.
I wouldn't want that.
Well,
Don't applaud that, because I love. Really?
No, but
bigger than, wow.
You're not quite as popular as Mike Redmond, but you are bigger than Christmas.
And what about this kid, this 12-year-old kid they got at Radio 1 now? What's he does at breakfast? What's his name? Saggy. Over there, Skip. What's his name?
Grimsby?
There you go, the fella Grimsby.
You literally made me forget his name.
Well, and that's not good. It should stick with listeners after. Well, I've got to say, and the absolute truth is, I bet. And it's nothing to do with that kid, Skippy. He's doing a great job over there, and everyone's, like, you know, this reborn. But seeing the TV ads for the show, one of those TV ads costs more than this entire show, much more than this entire show costs to put on for a year. And it's all about where the counters go, kids. But that's a fact. And not just that show. You have a look at your promos for other. How are you going to know the one show's on at 7 o'clock every night unless those £250,000 each adds to it? And £250,000, no change out of that then. By the way, in mood, I'm